Leanne, Mercedes, fished enthusiastically with a fuchsia shellac nail extension for the bobbing maraschino and took a cheerful slurp.
That's dead nice, thanks, though I prefer Rhoda now myself.
Well, that served me right for being flash.
I work round here, I volunteered. Art, in an auction house. I do old masters.
I didn't, actually, but then I wasn't sweating that Leanne would know a Rubens from a Rembrandt.
Posh, she replied.
She looked bored now, fiddling with the swizzle stick in her drink. I wondered if she was sorry she had called out to me, but instead of feeling annoyed, I had a pathetic feeling that I wanted to please her.
Sounds it, I said confidentially, feeling the brandy and the sugar soothing their way into my blood. But the pay's crap. I'm skint usually.
Mercedes told me she had been in London for a year. She worked in a champagne bar in St. James's.
Reckons it's classy, but it's full of the same dirty old gits. Nothing dodgy, she added hastily. It's only a bar. The tips are amazing, though.
She claimed she was making 2 grand a week.
Puts weight on you, though, she said ruefully, prodding her tiny belly. All that drinking. Still, we don't have to pay for it. Pour it into the plants if we have to, Ollie says.
Ollie?
He's the owner. Eh? You should come down sometime, Judy. Moonlight a bit if you're brassic. Ollie's always looking for girls. Do you want another one?
An older couple in black tie, probably on their way to the opera, took the table opposite us. The woman ran her eyes critically over Mercedes' fake tanned legs, her shimmering cleavage. Mercedes swiveled in her chair and slowly and deliberately uncrossed and recrossed her legs, giving me and the poor old bugger next to her a flash of black lace G-string, all the time staring straight into the woman's eyes. There was no need to ask if anyone had a problem.
As I was saying, she said, when the woman turned beet-faced to the cocktail menu. It's a laugh.
Laugh.
The girls are from all over. You could look smashing if you got a bit dolled up. Come on.
I looked down at my black tweed Sandro suit, nipped-in jacket, flippy pleated skirt. It was meant to look knowingly coquettish, professional with a little left bank spin. At least that's what I told myself when I clumsily mended the hems for the umpteenth time. But next to Mercedes, I looked like a depressed crow.
Now? Yeah, why not? I've got loads of stuff in me bag.
I don't know, Leanne.
Mercedes?
Sorry.
Come on, you can wear my lace top.